Doctors and hospitals are starting to see more patients now that the coronavirus appears to have peaked here. But throughout the pandemic, many people have been avoiding going to the doctor out of fear of contracting COVID-19. For some patients with cardiac disease, that's led to more severe complications, and in some cases, even death. WBUR's Angus Chen reports.
At the beginning of March, Dr. Jason Wasfi noticed something really weird in the ICU. He's a cardiologist at Mass General Hospital.
I did not see a single heart attack that week, and I had never seen before the whole week without one traditional heart attack.
This was around the same time that Massachusetts started asking everyone to stay home to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. Wasfi wondered if other doctors were experiencing the same sudden drop in medical emergencies. So he dug into data from 8 Mass General Brigham hospitals.
The results kind of confirmed a lot of our worst fears.
Wasfi found that patients seeking care for certain types of emergencies dropped by almost half in March and April, compared to the same period last year. For some life-threatening heart attacks, hospitals in the system saw a 40% decline.
So it raises a real concern that patients were experiencing symptoms of these conditions and not coming to the hospital. I was horrified, and you know, I'm a cardiologist, and I know how serious these conditions are.
They can be fatal. In Italy, one study shows more people died of heart attacks during the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Ali Hader, a cardiologist in Springfield, says he's seen some heart injuries show up more frequently. In particular, a rare rupture in the walls of the heart.
Meaning the blocked artery or a heart attack that led to a drop in oxygen, that led to muscle death, that eventually led to basically a hole just pops in the heart.
This doesn't usually happen because it takes days for these holes to form, and most people come to the hospital as soon as they have symptoms. Hader's hospital sees just one or two a year.
In this instance, in COVID, I mean, we had 3 happen in the course of a month, which is a lot, you know, at least 2 of them. I can't say for the third. I know for a fact were because of delay of seeking care because of fear of COVID.
So Hader knows the pandemic is having ripple effects for some of his patients. He says one patient had heart attack symptoms for days before she sought treatment.
So she had her chest pain for the whole day. She stayed home, felt a little crummy. Then 3 days later, she felt really bad and came in. She went to the cath lab and lo and behold, had a VSD or a hole basically that pops in the left ventricle. And that's bad.
He says this patient passed away. And Hader has lost other patients in the last month or so, including some he's treated for a long time and were stable. He can't be certain, but it's hard to think their deaths weren't somehow related to the pandemic. Dr. Alyssa Perkins is an emergency doctor at Boston Medical Center. She says patients with many conditions seem to be worse off since COVID-19.
I started seeing patients that were just at a way more advanced part of their disease course than we're used to seeing them. Kind of every class of chronic disease is being impacted somehow.
Perkins says she's starting to see more patients now that Massachusetts is opening back up and new COVID-19 cases are dropping. But there still aren't as many as she would normally see. She says she understands why people have been reluctant to seek care. The message for months has been, stay home, don't overburden the healthcare system. And she says hospitals didn't have enough protective supplies like masks and gowns.
We weren't prepared the way that we ought to have been. So given the circumstances that we were faced with, I think the healthcare systems did a remarkable job. But next time we need to do better. And now we need to make up for what we didn't do well during that time.
Like making sure doctors follow up with patients who have chronic conditions like heart disease. Hospitals have made changes to protect patients from exposure to the coronavirus. And Perkins and others say not getting the care you need is much more dangerous than venturing out to fill a prescription or see a doctor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.